Bechavad.
Your permission. The Gaon Mivilna says that you have a convention of all the Chachamim under one roof, they would not be able to write one halacha the same the Rambam wrote. That's how great the Rambam was. In Chol Chanukah, the Rambam describes mitzvah of lighting menorah. It's a very dear mitzvah. And you don't find this compliment or statement in any other mitzvah. Can you imagine? To say Chanukah is very dear mitzvah. It doesn't say it in Korban Pesach, Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav, Tefillin, Tzitzit. You read the Gemara and the Zohar, the reward that people get for the mitzvot. It doesn't say you get any reward for Chanukah. So, you come to Olam Haba, and I'm going to ask you, why didn't you like Chanukah? You ask why didn't you sit in Sukkah, why didn't you put Tefillin, why didn't you put Tzitzit on? It doesn't say they're going to ask you, why didn't you like Chanukah? They might ask you because Chachamim said to do it, you didn't do it. But it's something Chachamim came up, you know, 2,000 years ago, maybe more than 2,000 years ago, and that's it. But to say a statement like this, besides, the Gemara says you're not allowed to say a statement like this. The Gemara says the person is not allowed to say like this, I like this Gemara, I don't like this Gemara as much. The Gemara says, Kfirah. The Gemara says this person really is not, he doesn't believe in Hashem. Everything was given from Hashem. You can't say, I like this mitzvah. You can't differentiate mitzvah. And you can't give marks. Oh, this mitzvah is dear, this mitzvah. Well, there's no such thing. The Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says in the Ten Commandments, it says, if you do this mitzvah, you're going to live long life. Which one? The Gemara says, respect your parents. The Gemara says, that's the hardest mitzvah. The Gemara says, and on the other hand, it says, if you find a nest and you have a mother bird with chicks or eggs, and you send the mother bird away, you can have long life. So the Gemara says, this is the easiest. The Gemara says to tell you, the easiest and the hardest are both equal. You can't figure out. You don't know what it is. Hashem did not want to tell us what's the reward or what's more important. You can pick and choose mitzvot. Here comes the Rambam and listen. Chanukah is very mitzvah. It's true, there's something in Chanukah that you don't find in most of the mitzvot, but the Gemara says the halacha is every person must have oil, and if he doesn't have, he has to go and borrow money that you don't have to do for any mitzvah. Halacha is if you don't have money, you don't have to borrow money to buy tefillin, tzitzit, sukkah, lulav, even korban pesach. And if you can't find somebody to borrow from, you have to rent yourself out to be like a servant. If not, you have to go on the street and beg money. It's true. But still, it doesn't have the right to call it very dear mitzvah. There's some more things about Chanukah. It's a very, very different than other mitzvot. For example, the Gemara says somebody lives in the house. And the house is a corner house. And the house has two entrances. The halacha is you should light by the entrance. Since the Gemara says this house has two entrances, so you light on one side, and the Gemara says you ought to light on the other side without the bracha, because people might walk on the street. Nosy people, what we call in America, and they look on the side and say, oh, no menorah. The guy doesn't observe Chanukah. It's not your business, mister. I did that on the other side. And opposite, Shulchan Aruch, but you said, the opposite, the Gemara always say you don't suspect people. And it's not your business. You don't run after somebody's house and ask him, listen, did you do Kiddush? Did you buy Matzot? Did you have a Lulav? It's not your business. Your business is why there's no menorah in the house. It's like Shulchan Aruch, yeah. It's not your business, maybe. But that guy has to make sure that no one will suspect him. Very strange thing. Very strange. There's more things. Chanukah. One of the things the Gemara says Chanukah, say Mashiach will come. And one statement is Tapelo Rosh al Mashiach, wait for the light of Mashiach. There's nothing. What's so great about it? Not only that, the whole reason for Chanukah is a little bit, excuse me, strange. Actually, what the Rambam said, but the Gemara says really. Am Israel neglected so-called walking with Hamikdash, the Navi says. People didn't show up with Hamikdash. Even Kohanim did not show up. And the Greeks came. In the beginning, we joined the Greeks. We loved it. We loved this. Exercises, all the sports and everything. Yeah. Eventually, the Greeks took over and they stole our money, says the Rambam. They stole our daughters. And they gave us a hard time, they didn't let us do things, but really it was our fault, really. We start to go to do certain things, but they do. And the other day, we fell in the trap, okay? So Baruch Hashem Chashmonaim came, and they were in Eretz Israel 180 years, the Greeks. Chashmonaim came and fought them, and Baruch Hashem released the Tamidas from the hands of the Greeks. Made in Malta, found a pitcher, oil, put in a menorah, so good. But it's not a reason to have a national holiday forever. Forever? Till Mashiach will come, and after Mashiach will come? What is it? Because he found a pitcher. Because he found a pitcher of oil. Very strange thing. Okay, it's a miracle. Listen, the Gemara says, wait, this is not a miracle at all. It's not a miracle. So the Gemara, 1 year was a drought in Eretz Israel, there was no olives. So the menorah was on without stopping 1 year. Not 8 days, 1 year. In time, Shimon HaTzadik, first Kohen Gadol, second Bet HaMikdash, 40 years, either the whole menorah stayed on, one opinion was not the whole menorah, was one candle stayed on. Didn't have to do anything. Nothing. So here we are, 8 days. So, 8 days is nothing compared to 1 year or compared to 4 years. Besides, Chachamim say, Mishnah Perek Avot says, the Gemara says, constantly miracles in the Tamikdash, constantly miracles. That the menorah was on for 7 days is a very small miracle. Happened to me, you know. The Gemara says, every morning they came to the Tamikdash, they went to the altar. The coin used to go up on the altar. But they need a shovel. And take a little bit of ashes and some burnt bones, go down from the altar, right next to the altar, put it on the floor. The floor was open up and swallow it every day. Then also, he used to clean the menorah, make new wicks, took the old wicks, put the old wicks on the floor next to the altar opened up, swallow the wicks. So, miracles upon miracles. What is the big deal? So what happened? So 8 days, okay, 8 days, nothing. Even we say the most strange thing is, but this is maybe this is really the punchline of this. The special halacha. Somebody tried very hard to have oil, he couldn't find oil. It doesn't light. The night that it doesn't light, if he goes on the street and he sees a menorah that was lit by somebody else, he may say, and he should say a bracha. You don't say a bracha to light because it didn't light. But in the first night, we had today 3 brachot. Second brachot is Shasad Yisim Lamotin, Hashem made miracles. Please, you see a menorah from somebody, say this bracha. He didn't light, but he didn't light, doesn't matter. As long as you saw, it's not your menorah. Say bracha. Excuse me. If I don't have a lulav, and I go to shul, and I say lulav, do I say bracha? No. Okay, fine. Okay, but it's understandable. Okay, fine. How about Megillah? Remember when we read the Megillah? So we say 2 brachot. Al Mikra Megillah, and Shasan Yisim, Hashem made miracles. The same we say on the candles. If somebody did not hear Megillah, he goes on the street and he says, oh, you're reading the Megillah. Say bracha. Well, some opinion will say maybe yes, but doesn't say this in Gemara. The Gemara says only by Chanukah candle. Somebody did not light, and he sees the menorah lit, say a bracha. The first night, tonight, if somebody did not light, he will not be able to light. He says Shechiyanu. So he says Shechiyanu as well. He didn't do nothing. Kim Chachamim made this special halacha, and of course the Rishonim asked this question. I says, what's behind it? But part of the secrets of this menorah is, in the Tamidash, the menorah had seven candles. And of course it means our seven shepherds, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. And that's the coin when he lit the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. That's the Kavanah he had. First candle Abraham, they say it's Yitzchak and Yaakov. Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov really, in Kabbalah means, of course we use the Torah means the story. But really what it means, it's called the Sfirot, the message of Hashem. Where Hashem tells and does and reveals himself. And of course, when Hashem does certain things, he does it through certain elements. And the elements are the names of Hashem. And Hashem has really seven major names that they are really the names of Hashem. Hashem has a lot of names. And it's only seven names that are the real ones, which may say such a thing. And those are not allowed to erase. For example, we say, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Yotzer Chesed, Afim, Yotzer, Avim, Shachata, Nake, other there's a lot of names in Kabbalah. Since you can put it on a piece of paper, if it falls on the floor, you don't have to kiss it. And you can throw it in the garbage. Better not, but it's nothing. There's no so-called limitations and some kind of laws. There are only seven names that you cannot throw it Chas Shalom, and you cannot even erase it. It means when you write somebody writes a Torah, and he has a little mistake on one of Hashem's name, he is not allowed to correct it. Finish. You have to do start a new page, get another parchment, start all thing. You can't correct it. You may correct all the other words in the Torah, but not Hashem's name. I said the first name is Kel Aleph Lamed. And second is Elohim. Third one is Yud Kev Vav Kev. And then you have Shakai, Shin and Dalad and Yud. And then you have Aleph, Dalad, Nun and Yud. It says seven names you're not allowed to erase. One is Yud and Hey also in the Torah. One is, it's not in the Torah, it is in the Torah. It's Zvakot, Tzadik, Bet, Aleph, Vav, Tav. Seven names. By the way, Tfilin and Mezuzot, you can't even correct any word, any letter. I mean, after you write it. Okay, but Torah, you're allowed to correct words, but you cannot correct Hashem's names. Those are the main names of Hashem. So when the Torah tells you something about Abraham, it says that what you have in Kabbalah, you have to imagine Hashem's first name is Kel, Aleph and Lamed. Torah talks about Yitzchak and it's Elohim. Torah talks about Yaakov as a Yud and a Hei, Vav and a Hei. The Torah talks about David, it's Aleph, Dalet and Yud. Torah talks about Yosef, Yishin, Dalet and Yud. Moshe and Aaron is sometimes it's Tzvakot, sometimes it's Yud and a Hei. Depends. So what it means, like when you light the menorah, that's the secret of the menorah. You know, when you light the menorah, you light it tonight. But the Kabbalah should have been tonight is, when you light the first candle, it means like this. This is Abraham, and the name is Aleph and Lamed. Tomorrow night is Yitzchak, the name is Elohim. The third day is Yaakov, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The fourth one is Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Tzvakot. The next one is Yud and Hey. The next one is Yosef, Shin, Dalet, and Yud. And then you have על דנוני זה דביל, 7, 8, זאת חנוכה, this is the light of the Mashiach. Right. So far, it's just a simple commandment. What's after that? Hashem has so-called 7 colors. If you want to translate it, it means like suits. Like somebody has a body as a neshama, a body and a suit. So is Hashem's name is the neshama? An entity that says, we said Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is the goof. And then you have 7 so-called dressing. The dressing are the colors of Hashem. Hashem appears in different colors. For example, it says as well, the color white is kindness. The color red is judgment. The color green is mercy. So called all the names of Hashem, 7 names, have 7 colors. This is why the rainbow has 7 colors. David the man, for example, in his eyes, he had 7 colors. When Hashem told the Shmuel, go, appoint David the man to be the king, and David the man was a redhead, and Shmuel said, oh, Esav is here. Hashem said, it's true. It looks like Esav from outside. But his eyes, it's called Yefeinayim, he has 7 colors in his eyes. By the way, the Ketoret, somebody saw in a dream, was a Kohen, he's a Kohen. He told me he saw in a dream that the smoke that came from the Ketoret has all the colors, 7 colors. What it means is Hashem appears. In 7 colors, with the 7 names, and this is really Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Yosef, and David. That's the secret of HaKadosh Baruch. Of course, Hashem doesn't have the form, it means a cloud. A cloud that comes in that way. We like to see, and we saw Hashem, the Gemara says Hashem mainly comes in the blue color, because blue represents kingdom. And Hashem, we say, Amonai, it means my master is kingdom. It's called Malchut. So therefore, it's blue. But really, the Zohar says, you know, Hashem appears as white. Hashem appears as red, green, purple, yellow a little bit, and blue. The secret of the creation. That's why Hashem made colors. Why does Hashem made colors altogether? Why do you need to see colors? What colors? Hashem did not make the world just to have different things. Because this is Hashem. All the other colors besides those colors are just combinations. But it's not the real original colors. For example, there's no color black. Black comes from red. He put the red for a long time, it becomes black. No other colors. It's just combination of colors. But there are 7 major, mainly 7 colors. And that's the secret of colors. So what really is and was in Beit HaMikdash, when the Kohen lit the menorah in Beit HaMikdash, so he had 7 candles over there. And he had this kavanah. It says the first candle was white, the second candle was red, the third was green, and goes on until the blue one, and the blue one means kingdom. And that's the job. And that means you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch. Comes the Gemara tells us you should not waste on the Pasuk. The destination in this world is to be able to see Hashem. Actually, when Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time, so he hid his face, he had to look. He looked at the fire. You know, the fire, the flame, has at least 3 colors. This. You look good in the flame, has blue. It's red and yellow and a little bit of white. This is secret of Borim Oray Ha'esh Motzei Shabbat, the simple Kavanah, we say blessing on the candle of Motzei Shabbat. Kavanah says, you know why? Because Adam HaRishon, when he came out of Gan Eden, was Motzei Shabbat. Shabbat Hashem let him stay in Gan Eden. He came outside, it was dark outside, and he heard the snake. Because Hashem told the snake, Hashem told Adam HaRishon, and the snake as well. It says, you can invite the person. So Adam HaRishon was very scared. The Gemara said, Hashem put in his head, take two stones and rub the two stones, fire will come. And fire came and the snake left. So therefore, Motzei Shabbat, to remind the first Motzei Shabbat, as if we make a bracha on the fire, by looking at it, say, why are you looking at it? You don't have to look at it. Why are you looking at it? Well, I want to remember that the first fire was so created on Motzei Shabbat by Adam HaRishon when he rubbed two stones. So what does this do with it? Your side. What do you say bracha for? Because the snake did not run away from fire. The fire has the colors of Hashem. So the snake saw the fire, he saw so-called Hashem, he ran away. Motzei Shabbat, the Zohar says, Shabbat is over, you have to pray to Hashem. Pray to Hashem, you want to see Hashem. In order for you to survive, when you look at fire, you survive. Because fire is Hashem. And that's what happened in Beit HaMikdash all the time. When they lit the menorah, that's what they saw Hashem. See, why he won? Because Hashem really wants you to see him. Torah says three times a year, in the Moadim, the Chagim, you come to Beit HaMikdash, Hashem wants to see you. But the Gemara says the destination, when Mashiach will come, Hashem will tell Tzadikim, make a circle, Hashem will be in the middle, and the people will show Hashem, will point to Hashem with a finger, I see Hashem. Ze Elokeinu kivinulo. The Gemara says, that's the end. Your destination is to see Hashem. And when Hashem gave us the Torah, I said to Moshe, listen, tell Hashem we want to see him. Let's suddenly order to Malkin. Moshe actually, after we did the golden calf, he came to Hashem and said, Renat Bodecha, I want to see you. The Gemara says Hashem showed him the knot of tefillin. Because by looking at Hashem, you get connected. The eye is a connecting. As if you look something, you get connected with the thing. That was the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in Gan Eden that I gave the land to the children. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go on the top of the mountain, Alei Arnevo, look around, you die, you go to Gan Eden, you meet Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You know, people don't realize so much. You know, the Gemara says something very, very strange. It's off the record for a second. The Gemara says, Masechet Nida. The Gemara says, two Chachamim had some kind of disagreement of a certain halacha about Nida. And one came and told the other person, you better listen to what I say. And he said, you don't threaten me. Two Amorim, big ones. Say, you don't tell me what to do? Yeah, you don't tell me what to do. So one said, you don't tell me what to do? The other guy died. So the guy, so-called, they killed him by being angry with him, went home. He said, listen, call Chevra Kadisha. I'm giving back my neshama right now. I want to die. The wife asked him, why you want to die? He said, because I want to get to Gan Eden before this guy. His wife asked him, why you want to go to Gan Eden? He started what? This guy's going to go to Gan Eden. He's dead. He's going to come over there. He's going to tell the chief at the time, his name was Rav, that I killed him for no reason. I want to come to Gan Eden, and I will explain over there to the Rav, his name was Rav, that whatever happened to him, he deserved. So can you imagine? But the Gemara, it's a Gemara, it's not even Zohar. The Gemara says, you go to Gan Eden, you see the rabbi? Here, Shalom Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shalom. Shalom Rabbi Avadia Yosef, Shalom Alecha. Shalom Alecha. Rav Kaduri, Shalom Alecha. You meet the people, actually. And you run, and you go over there, you talk to them. The Gemara says, so he died. They put him in a coffin. So it started as a funeral. The Gemara says they used to put hadasim on the coffin. So while the funeral goes on, the other funeral is coming. So the two coffins met on the way to the cemetery. The Gemara says since they made peace with them, between themselves, the hadasim jumped from the coffin, so-called hate each other. To tell us how Gedin looks like. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you go and you tell Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov in Gan Eden, I fulfilled my promise. The land was given to the children. He said, Gemara, excuse me, nothing was given. Moshe just looked. Gemara says, you know, Moshe looking does the job. The other person has a tremendous power. Tremendous power. You get connected and you achieve certain things. Says the Gemara, you should know. Hashem wants you to come to Beit HaMikdash to see him. Why? Because when you look at Hashem, you get connected to Hashem. That's the purpose in life. And that's, the Gemara says, Am Yisrael said to Moshe, you want to see Hashem when Hashem says Ten Commandments. Because if you see Hashem, you get connected. And your connection is so strong, you'll be able to hold this connection. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu after the golden calf. Ask Hashem, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. I don't want to see Hashem. You don't want to see Hashem. But you want to get connected. That's the power of time. Comes the Rambam, comes the Gemara, says you should know the secret of Hanukkah. The secret of Hanukkah is if somebody doesn't light the menorah, he doesn't have a chance to light. He's not going to light. If he sees another Hanukkah menorah, he should say bracha. On the first night, two bracha shechiyanu as well. He says, what do you have to do with it? You didn't light it. Why do you have to say bracha? Can I say bracha without looking at it? No. Only if you saw a menorah that was lit by somebody else, then you say bracha. He says, what's your connection with that thing? Because Hanukkah menorah is different. It is something that Hashem gave us as a present. When the Hashmonaim rebelled, only 13 of them rebelled. Can you imagine? Talking about millions of Jews, nobody came to help them. Only 13 people. I said, what do you do? We want Beit HaMikdash. What do you want Beit HaMikdash? You want to see Hashem. And you came to Beit HaMikdash, you felt Hashem. But sometimes you can see something in Beit HaMikdash. Hashem made a miracle. They found a pitcher of oil to light the menorah. He said, no. It's no miracle. Beit HaMikdash is full of miracles. It's not a miracle. You know what the miracle was? When they lit the menorah, they were able to see certain colors in the candles. And so Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. They were able to see Hashem's name, Kel, Elohim, Yud Kibavke, Tzvakot, Amunai, Shakai. They saw all this. He says, that shows that Hashem loves you. He reveals himself to you. Gemara says, Hashem revealed himself to us when we crossed Yom Sof. Hashem revealed himself to us when he gave us the Torah. Because, not because Hashem wants to reveal, because that's called the connection. So the main thing on Hanukkah is not to light. The light is only a tool, like Motzei Shabbat. It's not a mitzvah to light a candle to simmer a mirage. But if you're not getting a fire, you can see. So you say bracha, because bracha you have to say on an act. Looking is not an act, you don't say bracha on looking. That's why you don't say bracha, the Maharamim say, you see a nice vision, nice scenery. You want to see over the mountain, you see sunset, you see, oh, beautiful. How come you don't say bracha on it? You say bracha when you eat, you say bracha when you smell. Why don't you say bracha, you say bracha when you hear. When you hear the Megillah, when you hear Shabbat, you say bracha. Okay, I see. And the eye is the most important thing. Rishonim say, but usually with any sense that you have, you can feel only one thing, usually. You cannot hear two musics, different music when you listen. Okay. Same thing, taste. Usually taste one thing. Usually you smell one thing. But with the eye, you look one time, you can see thousands of items. Since the eye is the most important, the Gemara says somebody that doesn't see is considered dead. Met. Suma chashuv kemet. Why? Because the collection is the most important thing with the eyes. Hashem gave us this power. And we say, bracha, alik de chanukah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to light. The mitzvah is to see. But you cannot see unless you light. Therefore, if you don't light and you see, you say bracha. But you can say, Hashem Tzav Tzivanu Listakel Lirot. You don't say bracha on seeing. But the destination of lighting, is not to light. Not light no. As long as he saw it, as the Halacha said, the Gemara says, you lit the menorah. After 1 minute, went down. Did the mitzvah. Excuse me, didn't do the mitzvah. It was 1 minute. But you saw the light. That's the mitzvah. That's a special mitzvah, Chanukah. That's, they say, Chanukah, Rambam says, mitzvah chabivad meod. It's a very dear mitzvah. I said, what are you talking about? He says, that's the Gemara says, wait for Mashiach. Because you see the light in the menorah. Hashem showed us his light. Hashem showed us the colors. And Ariel says, if you close your eyes and you imagine Hashem's name, even a certain level, then you see one time Hashem's name white, one time you see him, you close your eyes red, sometimes you see green, sometimes you see yellow, sometimes you see blue, you see purple, the colors of the rainbow. But it means you connect yourself to Hashem. How? I said like this, instructions. First night, we lead the menorah to that. All we had in mind, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's color is white. It means, before you light, you say, Hashem, I want to see light in the menorah. Tonight, I hope to see white. I know the first night is white. I'm going to be on the path of Avraham Avinu. Kindness. Tomorrow night, Yitzchak Avinu. The color in the flame should have more red. I said, what it is? Yitzchak Avinu is Gevura. It's the Gevura Kveshit Yitzro. I control myself. Third night is Yaakov Avinu. I'm going to see green. Green means Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is mercy. Have mercy. It goes, Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, is the art of Torah. Aaron HaKohen is Eb Shalom Odeb Shalom. Yosef HaTzadik is purity, holiness. Candle 7 is David HaMelech, it means Amonai, yoke of Malchut. Eighth, Cesarin, now is Zot Chanukah, this is the day of judgment. Hashem judges everybody to see, huh? You want to see me? I want you to see me, that's the purpose of life. You want to be connected to Hashem. Connection is via your eyes. Hashem wants you to connect him, to connect yourself to him. How? Via Avraham, via the seven shepherds. So if you follow the seven shepherds, you follow Hashem's names, you follow Hashem's colors, and says all of it, David HaMelech had in his eyes. David HaMelech was the king, you know why? Because he had in his eye the color white, and he has the color green, and he has the color blue, and he had the color purple, and he had the yellow. And you have all the seven colors in his eyes to tell you this. It's David HaMelech. You know what it is? It's Mashiach. You know why? Because he has the seven colors that you see in the Ksoret in Beit HaMikdash, and you see in the Menorah in Beit HaMikdash. As Chaim says, okay, I'll give you a mitzvah. Chanukah. The Rambam says, listen, you must have Chanukah. Listen, it's no excuse. Go borrow money to buy oil. You don't give borrow money, go be Meshulah. Go get money. So what is the problem? What's the problem about Meshulah? About Chanukah. You said Chanukah is a destination. That's the Gemara says, Chanukah will stay, Mashiach will come. Because it's a destination. Because via Chanukah you'll be able to reach. As Daril says, last day of Chanukah, okay, Mashiach should come. Not Chanukah. It's because we achieved. We got to the point, we do what Hashem wants us, we did what Hashem wants us to do. To make an effort to see Hashem. Not to see, I don't want to see, I'm not curious. I want to get connected to Hashem. That connection means Mashiach Barabbah Minami.